I always get accused of being a worst case guy, but that's my nature because I've been trained like that in my military days, because I know the kind of enemies that I have faced, and these are the purest of evil. I mean, if you ever thought that evil existed, trust me, evil exists, and it exists right here at home.
This is my vaccination card. It could quite possibly save my life in the coming months, but I'd rather die on my feet with an AR in my hand than to live on my knees. I will not comply.
We have a lot to cover today. There were some major victories across the board this weekend, and the war drums continue to beat, though. Trump gave some amazing messages for us. Hardworking folks are creating great info pieces about Israel for us. Politicians are being exposed, and we can see the best is yet to come on so many fronts. We're going to see a lot of exposure. Hang in there. A lot to cover. Here we go. So, folks, before we get started, I just want to make sure that you know we have a website, andweknow.com, and when you go there, you're going to have a pop-up at Sea with LT. It's now open. You can click on that. August 11th through 18th, 2024. You can head on over to that. It is absolutely amazing. You can also see on the right side, fellow members. And we've got all of our merch that we constantly remind you about with our my autobiography. We've got sweatshirts and hoodies, accessories, hats, tees and tanks, flag collection, and more. Have all that ready for your fall, going into winter season, and time to think about some gifts for people, presents, and more. I really hope that you check that out. Just want to make sure that we talk about that before we hit up anything else today. Wanted to show this video as we get prepared for today's video here.
Dearly love Donald Trump. They love him in spite of everything they've heard. They love him often in spite of himself. They love Donald Trump because no one else loves them. The country they built, the country their ancestors fought for over hundreds of years, has left them to die in their unfashionable little towns, mocked and despised by the sneering half-wits with finance degrees but no actual skills who seem to run everything all of a sudden. Whatever Donald Trump's faults, he is better than the rest of the people in charge. At least he doesn't hate them for their weakness. Donald Trump, in other words, is and has always been a living indictment of the people who run this country. That was true 4 years ago when Trump came out of nowhere to win the presidency, and it's every bit as true right now. Trump rose because they failed. It's as simple as that. If the people in charge had done a halfway decent job with the country they inherited, if they'd cared about anything other than themselves, even for just a moment, Donald Trump would still be hosting Celebrity Apprentice. But they didn't. Instead, they were incompetent and narcissistic and cruel and relentlessly dishonest. They wrecked what they didn't build. They lied about it. They hurt anyone who told the truth about what they were doing. That's true. We watched. America is still a great country, the best in the world, but our ruling class is disgusting. A vote for Trump is a vote against them. That's what's going on in this country.
An amazing video put together for everyone to remember as we move in one day at a time, heading to more elections, more exposure, and all this that's going on. Donald Trump is and has always been a living indictment of the people who run this country. Trump rose because they failed. A vote for Trump is a vote against them. And so we're watching all this play out. We're noticing some strange things going on. We've been talking about last week, we went through three videos going over and over everything that has to do with Israel and war. It just seems to keep packing on with more and more information. And I'm going to play this clip right here that's been going pretty viral throughout the weekend. Here we go.
I've been in Israel many times. The whole country's a fortress. When I first heard this story, I still have the same gut instinct that I did initially. I find this very hard to believe. I've been to that Gaza border. You cannot go 10 feet without running into a 19-year-old with an AR-15 or an automatic machine gun that is an IDF soldier, right? The whole country is surveilled. And so let me just kind of go through this. We don't talk about Israeli politics very often, and most Americans don't know this. The last 9 months, Israel was on the brink of civil war. It's not an exaggeration. This judicial stuff, there were hundreds of thousands of Israelis taking to the streets because Bibi Netanyahu was basically redefining the Israeli constitution. That's not an exaggeration, right? He said the judicial branch has too much power. There were protests planned this week against Netanyahu, where they anticipated tens of thousands of people to take to the streets. That's all gone, Patrick. Netanyahu now has an emergency government and a mandate to lead. I'm not willing to say, to go so far that saying that Netanyahu knew or there was intelligence here, but I think some questions need to be asked. Was there a stand down order? Was there a stand down order? 6 hours? I don't believe it. Israel's the size of New Jersey. When I took a helicopter ride from Jerusalem to the Gaza border, it's 45 minutes.
Wow.
6 hours. They're live streaming the killing of Jews. Did somebody in the government say stand down? That is a legitimate non-conspiracy question. The whole country is the IDF. The whole country is.
Yeah.
And you're trying to tell me that they're going to concerts and kibbutzes and schools, and by reports, 6 hours. Let's say it's 3 hours.
That's suspect. Go ahead, Rob.
It's also not like...
So, again, a lot of suspicion revolved around this entire event. Everyone's talking about it. There's fighting in the streets over one side versus another. They've got the whole world divided. They've got everybody forgetting about everything that actually played out in the past 6 months in our own part of the world. Derek Brose shows this. This is critical to watch to understand the gravity and scale of the propaganda apparatus being used against the entire population of the world. Can you imagine Joe Biden using fake MAGA supporters to start a revolutionary war to protect his tribe of evil? Of course he would. Wake up. So, of course, he's referring to J6. We know and we've seen many videos and much proof, and I showed it even, I think, a day or two after J6. We went through our own posts and our own deal of social media information, and we realized what? They brought in folks dressed up as MAGA supporters. They did all kinds of stupid stuff. All of the real patriots were calling them out as it was playing out. The whole thing was a setup. Whole thing. So it's almost like the same thing's happening now, only in Israel. You following me? And so as all of this plays out, we're going to look at some more information coming forward about Gaza and Israel and what it's all about. I wanted to show you all of this today and go through it in detail. And we're also going to cover some other things about Trump, also New Zealand, some good news coming out of there, and more. As we go into things about Trump, I wanted to make sure I showed you this, showed that the billionaire liberals from San Francisco flip. They admit that Trump was an excellent president. So what's smart about Trump is he was willing to do business. Yeah, this is Chuck Lestro. Thank you for playing this clip. I think it's very important for us to see the tides are turning. It's taken a while. It's taken them since, 2015 to get to this point. But all of this chaos, all of the things that are going on around this earth, you know, you'd think that folks would just wake up one day and you can sweet talk them into voting for the conservative side. You think you could talk to folks that you go to church with that say, look, if you vote for this Democrat Party, you know, they believe in killing the baby all the way up to most of the Democrat, those in the on that side, think it's okay to just get rid of the baby. They think it's okay to have immoral activity into the classrooms of our children. They love all of that. They adore it. But no, I'm always going to be a Democrat, never going to change. Well, they have to see it. They have to feel it. They have to know what they've been up to for all these years because you can't just sweet talk them anymore. So it's playing out and everyone is starting to notice, even the billionaires out of San Francisco.
Trump was elected. I was told that it was the end of the world and that's what I thought. And I'd already underwritten him as an F, okay? And then 4 years into the presidency, he was probably like a C in my mind. And then as I get a little bit of distance away, I realize, no, hold on a second. This guy was like a BB plus. Like, he was pretty good. I voted for Hillary Clinton. I voted for Joe Biden. But this is the honest assessment. The guy did, for the things that he was supposed to do, a good job. And for where every other president found a way to, frankly, make our situation a little bit worse, specifically around wars, he did not do that. And that is a huge accomplishment that I think needs to be acknowledged.
I think the thing that was smart about Trump was that he was willing to do business.
Yes.
He was willing to negotiate, and he didn't feel the need to make these moral condemnations all the time. He was willing to meet with Kim Jong-un. He was willing to meet with Putin and Xi Jinping. And he avoided criticizing them personally. He didn't call them dictators. He talked about how smart they are.
Yeah.
It's the art of the deal, right? I mean, at the end of the day, he's looking to do business.
One's Trump derangement syndrome causing more damage than anything that Trump could have actually done. And I think the answer is yes, because like it's now causing us to not see that good work and then embrace and extend it. So much of the work that happened in that administration turns out to have been right. And that's what's so frustrating for me. The work on the border wall. We didn't like the messenger, so we killed the message. Turned out it was right. Issuing long-term debt to refinance when rates were at zero. We didn't like the messenger, so we killed the message. A structural peace in the Middle East. We didn't like the messenger, so we killed the message. When are we going to stop shooting ourselves in the foot? And when are we going to actually see and take the time to look past who was saying things and actually listen to them word for word?
Yeah, very good. Loved seeing that. Loved that folks are posting video clips of these things coming out. And, you know, we had to see it. And there had to be a pause put out. And I've talked about this over and over again. And I love that Joe Rambo keeps reminding us of things that happened in the past and things that are happening now. Trump telling us as clear as day. There he goes. Again, does anyone truly think he keeps doing that by accident? Doing what? He keeps misspelling with these extra L's in his words that he puts out, his little messages. He put the extra L in stolen repeatedly. He always does that. Here he is. Attack on Israel would never have happened, zero chance, if the election of 2020 was not rigged. And stolen, S-T-O-L-L-E-N. And every time that plays out, let the D class, L in target brackets, begin. L, the missing L. 2478, let the world witness the truth. It shows the world how important elections are. Iran was broke and talking. Now they are rich and watching, waiting to make their move. How'd they get rich? Iran deals from Obama, cash, Biden deals. It's going to be a big one. They're going to make their move. It's going to be a big one. Iran's going to make that move. How could crooked Joe Biden, the worst and most incompetent president of the United States, history of the United States, allow this to happen? We went from the Abraham Accords and peace to unprecedented death and destruction. Nevertheless, this big and very dangerous problem is solvable. Make America great again. Now, this thing that you're seeing play out with these billionaires and other folks waking up, as we constantly talk about, we brought up this pause before. We're going to bring it up again. Okay? Translation for this video I'm about to play. I, Donald Trump, have made moves and signed orders so that we can put the government on pause. During this period, we'll run a multi-layered psyop for multiple reasons. Our country was infiltrated. Our citizens were divided and lulled into slavery. To correct these issues, we have written a story and produced a show, cover story. The show will allow the American people to see what we were up against and, in turn, weaponizing the people, all while saving the kids. Revamping the financial system, de-rooting corruption of every form globally. We are 100% reaching the precipice. Here's that pause speech. Here we go.
And one of the beautiful things of the pause, if there is such a thing, is a beautiful thing. But one of the important factors of the pause is that we see how bad they've done. So we will be able to do it properly, and it will be much easier. Everybody will agree with us because everybody sees what a bad job has been done during this 2-year period, and it will be a 4-year period. Everybody sees that. It will be much easier for us to do what has to be done.
With a pause. It'll be much easier. Why? Imagine if he would have turned around after the inauguration and said, you guys are all done for. You're all under arrest. You've all committed crimes against humanity. And I'm taking you out. Nope, the world wouldn't have they wouldn't have been able to handle that. They have to slowly, the psyop that's been put onto us for this mind control programming from Hollywood and music and television stations and more, the television that's been played out in our minds, so they had to use certain agencies to get into Hollywood to brainwash us all. And then they have to protect all the lies that they've been telling us. FBI treason, free Hunter, free Hillary, J6 instigation, punish Trump, punish the Patriots. And then all this money that gets allocated from these agencies. Sickening. Do you know the U.S. allocated $33.3 million to UNRWA? Isn't that interesting, that number 33? The American Rescue Plan, a COVID-19 relief bill, allocates $33 million to the UNRWA through the State Department's Migration and Refugee Assistance Program. So, this is a, it's the American Rescue Plan for the State Department to fund migration and refugee assistance. The facilities of UNRWA, the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, sorry, I forgot to tell you that earlier, have been repeatedly used by Hamas Palestinian terrorists for military purposes as staging grounds, weapons, depots, and hideouts. We are committed to serving as a strong partner to the agency. This is the Department of State saying we are committed to serving as a strong partner to the agency to help it provide the most effective and efficient assistance possible while fully respecting principles of neutrality and impartiality. Is that right? So send this money to the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, and now it's been reported Hamas is using that money for military. And then, State Department on all this funding. We're just impartial. Neutral. I can have it. These three-letter agencies, dangerous. They're getting rooted out. It's happening. I know it is. It's good. Well, we keep talking about these three-letter agencies. You know, they were once symbols of protection and order, seem to have been weaponized against us, the American people, especially the top 1%. We talk about it all the time. To give you an idea of the gravity of the situation, consider this. The IRS has amassed an arsenal of 4,500 guns, 5 million rounds of ammo, 621 shotguns, and a lot more. The Department of VA, tasked with assisting our veterans, has acquired 11 million rounds of ammo. What's up with that? The U.S. Postal Service, the agency that delivers our mail, has a tactical team also. Man. That's a lot. If your government does not use deadly force on people raiding into your country, they don't defend those borders, but they'll use deadly force to collect your taxes, to enforce unconstitutional laws, then traitors have taken over our country. So a lot of stuff here, but we don't need to live in fear. I tell you what, though, the NMN, through all of this that's going on, this isn't just any supplement. It's a game changer. A recent Harvard study, which you can check out here, showed that NMN can help reduce weight, cholesterol, even blood pressure in overweight adults. And it's important to stay healthy in times like this. This thing has been dubbed the limitless pill and can take 10 to 20 years off of you. It's like the fountain of youth in a bottle. So here we go. I don't promote many people, but I respect these guys. They're fighters standing up for what's right. I asked them if they could offer a special deal for today. So especially since we're going deep into these topics, they agreed to an amazing buy two, get one free 48-hour deal. The stuff isn't cheap, so it's a great opportunity to stock up. Black Force Salt Supplements is ready to fight for this. So check it out. It's in the description box below. BlackForestSupplements.com/LT. Buy two, get one free 48-hour promo.
So let's take a minute and just be quiet and enjoy the view.
And so, folks, we're enjoying the Ring of Fire. this weekend. It was playing out for everybody to see. That's very interesting. A lot of things happened. I'm not going to get into the details of it. And today I'm just not in the mood to go over the earth and why this is impossible according to the science that they give us in our schools. If you actually use common sense, you'd realize the shape and size of the moon and sun and all the things that we talk about. You know, go to Genesis, guys. Anybody that's new here, go read the book of Genesis in the Bible, Genesis chapter 1. He created the light for the day and the light for the night. Interpret that for what you will. I think I'm going to have an interview, by the way, with somebody soon, and we're going to put it behind a wall for those that are interested in my thoughts on all of this. We're talking about it now. It's probably going to happen in the next few weeks or so get ready for that. We're probably going to put it in the locals on Rumble. As far as I'm concerned, says Ultra Peppy Lives Matter, the Ring of Fire and the many other events we've been witnessing throughout these last 6 years have been reminders of the biblical days that we live in. Many choose to live their lives in fear of the turbulence that shakes the world awake, but I see it as an absolute honor to have been chosen to be alive in what many will look back and see as one of the most consequential turning points in modern history. God's doing something remarkable. It's easy to feel afraid when the news tells you ad nauseum to let fear control you. I say trust God to lead you through, because the only way out of Babylon is to walk through each day in this journey with full trust, faith, and hope, and an expectation of the unexpected. What will tomorrow bring? Something incredible. Sometimes you just have to look from a heavenly point of view to see it. Amen. Let's see. Great points of view out of New Zealand. Election results. Devastating verdict on Jacinda Ardern. Years as New Zealand votes out the Labour Party in bloodbath as ex-Air New Zealand CEO becomes next prime minister. They kick them to the curb. Enough of your mandates locking people down, forcing them to vaccinate or they can't have jobs or eat. How dare you? And finally, thank goodness for these elections not being rigged, and they're able to finally turn the tide there. The attack on Israel would never have happened. Zero chance, says President Trump. Remember, we talked about that. General Flynn says digital soldiers must fight on battlefields not of our choosing. Allowing tyranny to reign over liberty keeps us from breathing freedom's fresh air and informing our democracy of the grave threats our constitutional republic faces. Read, listen, understand, comprehend, and respond with facts and sound analysis. That is how digital soldiers fight back. America is a constitutional republic where supreme power is held by we the people through our duly elected representatives and not any one media platform. Ensure your vote counts. God bless America. Ensure your vote counts. God bless America. As we go through all of this, I want to show you something right here. Right here. Organization. Why did IBM remove humanitarian organizations in Israel from their employee donation portal? Does IBM have business in Hamas-controlled Gaza or with PLOC? Some certain things are being revealed now that this is playing out. It's almost as if they pick another place, expose them. We all see it. We share information, which General Flynn just told us to be careful on how we share it, what type of information we put out and more, make sure that we, you know, do the best we can to get the truth out. Now we're finding out about these folks and who they stand behind. Via WikiLeaks, Stella Assange shows this, free Assange now. Israeli Defense Intelligence Chief Amos Yadlin in 2007. Israel would be happy if Hamas took over Gaza because IDF, Israeli Defense Force, could then deal with Gaza as a hostile attack. Here it is. Right there in WikiLeaks. Now you know why they put Assange away. He was exposing everyone. Yadlin said Israel would be happy if Hamas took over Gaza because the IDF could then deal with Gaza's hostile state. There it is. He dismissed the significance of an Iranian role in a Hamas-controlled Gaza as long as they don't have a port. Wow. True Stormy Joe, one of two. I've been tracking Ring of Fire since October 3rd, figuring it might hit the news in a different way on 10-14, October 14th. Wasn't sure how back on 10-3, but they just referred to what's coming in Israel as the Ring of Fire. That was on October 3rd. They talked about October 14th, an annual eclipse will be visible in the continental United States. Isn't that something? And then we talk about the Ring of Fire, concern over Hezbollah and second front of a war. All playing out in front of us day after day. Even Fox News is now talking about, with all the stuff going on, the President Trump is actually good for our country. It's amazing.
I myself as somebody on the left, and now I'm moved, gravitated to the center, and maybe now I'm leaning slightly to the right. He said, I just think we need to take a moment to acknowledge what appears to be an objective reality of the quality of things accomplished during the Trump administration. If you do not like the messenger, you still have to acknowledge the message. Mm-hmm. And the message was the southern border was secure, the economy was strong, and you had accomplished the Abraham Accords, which was beginning to siphon off, you know, this block of people against Israel. And in fact, set the predicate for Saudi Arabia to start moving towards Israel. You can't ignore those accomplishments. And they are monumental.
And also monumental, energy independence. Donald Trump took us to energy independence. $30 billion in revenue is what the Iranian regime has made since our Green New Deal president came into office. In many ways, this war that we're seeing, in part brought to you by climate change zealots.
Something to pay attention to on the ground for our viewers, developments in the north. If Hezbollah truly gets involved, it will be a signal of how much...
President Trump, I think he's a true leader. I think something good is playing out with all of this. Are they planning an attack within our own country?
The same people that raided Israel are pouring into our once beautiful USA through our totally open southern border at record numbers. These are the same people, many of them, that did a number in Israel, a sneak attack. Same people we have pouring into our country by the thousands. Are they planning to attack within our country? Crooked Joe Biden and his boss, Barack Hussein Obama, did this to us. We cannot let this happen. They may be planning something very, very bad. Don't forget, I'm not making this as a prediction, but there's a phrase out there. Trump was right about everything. We have to be very careful. I don't want to be right about this, but people are pouring in from the Middle East into our country, largely males, strong young males. What's going on over here? Are we going to be raided like Israel was raided?
Huh. Very strong. Very tough. And Trump was right, as usual. And he says on his Truth Social, hashtag I stand with Israel, hashtag I stand with Bibi. And it's interesting because a lot of folks were looking at this thinking 1454 timestamp, leaders of EU only care about protecting flow of money, not the safety and security of their people. EU sanctions Iran, right? Biden's Iran, hostage deal, $6 billion. A ransom, huh? Iran deal orchestrated by the sole purpose of lifting sanctions, blockade to allow access, huh? Hussein pallets of cash, remember that? Hussein's secret authorization to convert U.S. dollars. More coming, no mainstream media coverage. Got your popcorn? As these comms are playing out, even Dan Scavino posted this. Beauty. I love this military. These military posts like this one. Check this out. Oh, yeah. And off he goes. And that's an 11-second clip. So somebody very smartly showed us number 11. Who is the commander-in-chief of the military? What conditions must present itself? Who surrounds President of the United States? They lost this very important power. This very important power right here. Oh, yeah. As all of this continues to play out, a lot of folks were asking questions, wondering, what is all the stuff that we've been talking about, and what is the importance of Israel and more? Okay, I'm going to show you this clip, but just to remind you, as all this played out, Biden impeachment gone from the news, runaway inflation gone from the news, Ukraine collapse gone, global recession gone, Hunter Biden laptop gone, COVID vaccine deaths gone. The Biden regime, they needed a war. I wonder if they actually paid for it. Okay, yeah, we'll cover for you. We'll take the blame for something. We'll just close, you know, open the border, let a bunch of people in. We got issues over here too with our, you know, Netanyahu and not getting the support that he needs. We'll just throw it all together at once, but we need a payment. I don't know. Just a thought. Anyway, why Israel was invaded.
Most people have heard about the invasion of Hamas into Israeli land, but not many know how the tensions between these two groups got so bad. Jews and the Arabs have been fighting for the Holy Land for hundreds of years, and it all dates back to near the beginning of Judaism, when Moses and Joshua led their followers from Egypt, crossed the Jordan River, and settled in this land in 1000 BCE, where the Kingdom of David was formed. Jews had occupied this land for a little over 1,000 years, until Islam was formed in the year 610, and the Arabs took over most of the region by 636. Not one group has ever had full total control over the Holy Land, where Jews, Christians, and Muslims all lived in this region, but the Arabs did control most of the land throughout the Ottoman Empire. In the late 1800s and early 1900s, a new Zionist movement was growing in popularity, where Jews were looking to reestablish an independent Jewish state, ideally in Palestine. As World War I ended and the Ottoman Empire collapsed, Britain was in control of the land and signed the Balfour Declaration, declaring the land as belonging to the Jews. In the years following, there were many anti-Jewish riots led by the Arabs in this region who didn't want to see the land given back to the Jews, so England started walking back on their promise of establishing Israel as a Jewish independent state and created new borders for both Arabs and Jews to live in this region. It eventually got to the point where England was limiting the number of Jews that could immigrate into Israel who were all fleeing Europe during the lead-up to World War II. After World War II, in 1947, Israel and Palestine agreed on giving the West Bank to Palestine, but Palestinians still felt more land was theirs. In 1967, the Six-Day War broke out between Israel and the neighboring Arab countries, which resulted in a victory for Israel, who now had total control over the land. Palestinians still lived in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, but now Israel had military control over these regions in an attempt to maintain peace. This gave rise to the PLO, which is the Palestinian Liberation Organization, whose mission was to end Israeli military occupation in the Gaza Strip and West Bank, and also the more extreme group known as the Hamas, which has been labeled as a terrorist organization by virtually everyone other than the United Nations, whose main goal is to fully wipe out Israel and all the Jews. That brings us to today, where the Hamas in the Gaza Strip just entered Israel in the Kerem Shalom crossing, breaching the border fence and attacking the military base there. Hamas then passed through the Erez crossing and into Israeli towns with not much resistance. Hamas says these attacks are only the beginning of a long war.
There we go. So folks have been asking for that. It's a great explanation. A lot of folks have been working hard putting these video clips together, and a good job there. And hopefully they're getting rewarded for their amazing, amazing work. And you can see the border walls as they create them. Gaza also shares a border with Egypt to keep Gazans out. Egypt built massive parallel walls. Super strength. One wall is made of concrete, goes 20 feet high and underground. The other is stone. Jerusalem Post said, as Israeli troops entered the Gaza Strip for localized raids to root out Hamas terrorists on Thursday, Germany's federal intelligence listed an estimated 450 active Hamas operatives in the Central European country. Also, Pepe Deluxe, if Egypt will not let Palestinians in their country, that tells you the kind of trouble you're inviting. We have 170,000 of them in America now, if you're wondering why we had all those rallies sponsored by Soros. Soros sees immigration and color guard revolutions as his vehicle to his globalist aspirations. Is that right? So then you can see how they divide people, because even if you go into Harvard, box trucks are the thing of the past. Ever see the new state-of-the-art docs trucks? Well, video of truck driving around Harvard, they're showing the names and faces of anti-Semitic students. Who's paying for that? Who's causing this divide and hatred? Posting pictures up, almost like China. And then you've got this, the riots playing out here.
Oh,
So I wonder how much they all got paid, a lot of them, to go out there, probably another $400 to their app account. Out they go, everything, they get everybody joined together and more. I don't know, it's just how I think. I could be wrong. Maybe they just joined together and felt like they really needed to stand for a cause. These default policies are degrading.
I got a text message yesterday from someone who works in the tech industry, an executive, who went to a recruiting session at Carnegie Mellon University.
Look out.
100% of the students were not from the United States. We are a nation of fools, the person wrote to me.
We're concerned about teaching the wrong things. We're doing it to ourselves. We are a nation in decline. We're not giving kids skills, and we're teaching them to hate our country and facts. Believe that they're victims, and then we think we're going to perpetuate this place?
Hate our country. Go out in rallies for other countries. Crying out for peace, crying out for war. They're making everyone divided even more so. And that's why it's important to stay with the truth. Stay with those that are trying to find the truth, discover it, give it out to the people so they can share everything that they're learning and more. And that's why we have And We Know. And We Know was started, if you look at that man with the stick, with the waves parting, it's Romans 8:28. And We Know all things work together for good to those who love the Lord, to those who are the called according to his purpose. And so I love that verse, and I love the fact that since creating that logo, a picture of us going through the Red Sea, leaving slavery and watching the evil ones get swamped, taken out. Swift and Fury would be a good answer for that one. And pup hoodies, navy blue zip-up hoodies. We've got all types of flag logo hoodies, violet hoodies, glitter, Santa Cruz, Ock logo, mushroom hoodies, desert pink. We've even got the Cali Wave pullover, Romans 8:28, Ock hoodies, all kinds of goodies for your fall season, winter season right there. I will fight for you. And we have the Patriot Packs also. There's so many things that you can get there. And again, supporting this channel with these, with this, wearing it out and about. And folks are going to walk up to you and say, hey, I watched that channel too, and you've got a new friend. So speaking of all that, we've got great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear right now.
War can only exist if there is true evil in our leadership. Nobody in their right minds can give an order to bomb innocent families like this. It doesn't matter which side you're on. I think that what we're seeing with the Israeli situation is a perception of two sides fighting each other, but in reality, there is only one evil group way at the top that is creating the conflict and dictating the perceptions. And that group orchestrated the surprise attacks. Surprise? Look at the Israeli defense and their surveillance technology. It's probably the best in the world, especially in the Gaza Strip. So you want me to believe that they didn't see the hundreds of rockets and people on paragliders coming in when they got an iron dome and radars that can sense when rodents are nearby? Come on. And what's hurtful is that I'm sure that the people on both sides just want peace, but they've been programmed since birth to identify as one side and hate on the other side, which is never gonna fix the problem. We need to remove the corruption, remove the labels, and start thinking differently if we want to get somewhere.
Yeah, saw that clip. Thought you guys would want to see it. The bad people at the top are not on our side, but they want you to choose a side. They manipulate all sides against the people. They will fund any party that benefits them. Who will benefit from this war? Someone will be there, but it's not you. It's not us. It's not the soldiers. They are not our children. The plan of the power hungry is clear. Total human slavery by collapsing society and rebuilding it as they wish. We must not fall to their divisive dystopian plan. Good words. Also good words from the Word of God here.
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Resist steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world.
Very important. Be sober, be vigilant. Always being lied to, all types of information coming out from different ends, and we constantly seem to get really good updates and information from Storm Rider. White hats inside Trump's Congress are well aware of what's really happening. That's why they're exposing the virus. It's getting exposed. The coming starting vaccines, full exposure. By the way, got a report that only 2% of the United States citizens have taken that new booster shot that came out. Biden crime family, that's playing out. Fauci, CIA, as everything grows, the 2020 election's going to resurface on a massive level, and Supreme Court of the United States will come into the picture. Trump is currently exposing the corrupt U.S. justice system. So many things are happening in the U.S., including the financial collapse, the CIA creating Russian war, et cetera, et cetera. White hats are painting a picture and getting all things down on U.S. congressional records. This includes the United Nations, Obama, Biden funding Iran to bring in extremists to cause chaos in the United States. Another 9/11 inside job. The military alliance is watching everything, documenting everything, and having hundreds of Iranian terrorists, Al-Qaeda terrorists in Gitmo this moment who are exposing a planned attacks in the U.S. The only way to take down the UN, CIA, Rockefellers, Obama, Clintons, etc. is through game theory operations, letting them play their final cards and then expose the truth after the events and arrest wars. After the great unrest in the United States, near chaos and civil war, remember the precipice? 11.3 military laws of war protocols can settle the chaos within a few days. The U.S. military can be deployed into all cities within a few hours and within a few days, restore order. Then comes massive arrest wars, the ending storm, D-class for all to know. Remember the L, the stolen, remember? Stay strong, patriots. I've warned many, many times of these events to unfold, called the near-dear civilization event that leads to nuclear standoff. But there are several safety measures in place, even in Israel. The deep state cannot win the war, and Netanyahu will step down in time, and the good Israeli people governments, military will rise in a coming amazing coup. Several countries will go through a coup. Even in the EU, count countries will rise after the coming massive collapse. All these events must happen so the humans of Earth can see the pain, the darkness of corruption and dark evil of the cabal. Everything will be exposed. The final war to end all wars. Only Trump, Cheyenne, Mountain, Q, Alliance can stop World War III. Is more coming? Interesting, because just in, another U.S. congressman has traded stocks before the start of the Middle East conflict, stocks that benefit directly from war. Representative Mark Wayne Mullen disclosed purchasing up to $50,000 of Raytheon on September 13th. He sits on the Committee of Armed Services. Also, if you guys saw the usdebtclock.org, there's always somebody seems to be hacking it and putting some information there. Who knows? President Andrew Jackson in 1834 said, this is on usdebtclock.org, by the way, "You are a den of vipers and thieves, and I intend to root you out, and by the eternal God, I will root you out." If Congress has the right to issue paper money, it was given them to be used by themselves and not to be delegated to individuals or corporations. Mischief springs from the power which the moneyed interest derives from a paper currency which they are able to control, and from the multitude of corporations with exclusive privileges which are employed for their benefit. Love when this stuff pops up. Love it. Love it. Love it. And we talked about this on yesterday. Yesterday I had an interview with Dr. Kirk Elliott. Israel escalates, oil to hit $150 a barrel, silver is amazing still, and we talked about the U.S. debt clock even more as it popped up, and we showed different parts of this, And he explained in detail how this works. And tell you what, it's pretty amazing. You can reach out to him. Ask him questions. Go to amweknow.com/gold. Click on there. Send him a message. And folks, you'll be amazed at the support you're going to get. Here you go.
I think that's probably a hack, which is they're pointing out how bad the debt is and what happens. Because, I mean, if you look at that money supply increase in about 2018, that last green line on that chart, it goes all the way to the top of the page, right? And it goes straight up. How could they add that much money supply that quickly? A, it was during COVID with all the stimulus, right? Yep. But B, how could it come down so quickly? It came down just as fast as it went up. Now they're pulling money out of the system to prepare us for central bank digital currency.
Interesting. His input in all of this is phenomenal. And so I just encourage you to check that out. Also, we know that the mainstream media is not going to really give us a lot of this information. They're really not. And so I tell you, I wanted to show you right here just a clip from Dana White to as we go into this next transition of news.
Two of the most hated people on planet Earth right now are politicians and the media. They're trying to divide us. They're lying to us. Everybody's catching on and everybody's starting to get it now, right?
They're all starting to get it now. This is playing out even from a man who's got a heavy influence on many, especially young folks who watch UFC and more. Joe Rogan, his show is starting to wake up people. Millions of people listening in. Folks are turning away from these mainstream media freaks. They're not paying attention much to these guys anymore. They're not. And we're seeing the exposure on all kinds of levels when we head to other channels. Ultra MAGA Party always has great input. It's amazing how they thread this together and put these video clips together. But here's another one for us to remember.
I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president, colluding with foreign powers, putting profits over people.
And the prosecutor's not fired.
That this president is incompetent. I believe that this president is ill-equipped to serve in the highest office of this land. And I believe that he is an embarrassment to all that we stand for. He should be charged with obstructing justice.
What's your understanding of what your son was doing?
That doesn't pass the smell test. So look, if you want to talk about problems, you know, let's talk about Trump's family.
Five former heads of the CIA say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage.
I believe that the president of these United States can be indicted for criminal offenses.
Joe Biden has a deep, steep, and successful record over a long, long time.
Because we believe that he's engaged in a pattern and practice of money laundering.
I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life.
Laundering the money from foreign governments. You may be wondering what you could possibly do to change it. The answer is simple.
There you go. Always great clips. Great reminders for all of us and how this is all playing out. Exposing these evil folks. Even this one continues to get exposed. Mr. Standard Hotel Adam Schiff says they can't launder money to Israel or Ukraine without a House Speaker. He didn't say launder, but that's basically the summary from MJ Truth.
We are now in week two where the House of Representatives has no Speaker of the House. How is this possible? Why is it so tough for the Republicans to pick a leader? Let me see if I can break it down. So last week, the House voted to vacate the chair, kicked out Kevin McCarthy. Republicans went back into their conference to pick a new speaker. They haven't been able to do it. Now, yesterday, they voted. Steve Scalise of Louisiana got more votes than Jim Jordan.
Okay, we don't need to hear more from him. Bottom line is this. Bottom line is he's crying, and it makes us happy. Can't get their money that they want. Wow. Let's just leave it empty then for a while, huh? Kind of interesting. Thinking about Trump jumping in there too. Let's see what the people think. Who caused 9/11? Puppy Deluxe says, you know, George Bush, deep state, 97% voted, 749 votes, but still you can kind of see where the tide's turning when folks start to wake up and realize what's really going on. Part of that wake up is getting these votes in and seeing Landry. A very big vote in the great state of Louisiana for A.G. Jeff Landry, who will now become the governor. Despite many people running, Jeff was easily able to get a majority, meaning that there will be no runoff. It's an amazing victory for a man who will be a truly great governor. That's from President Trump. Also, messages from Trump came out. Trump's statement, children can be taken from parents from other states to California to be mutilated. Those that are involved will be charged with kidnapping, child abuse, and sex trafficking once he takes over. Here we go.
California has recently passed depraved new so-called sanctuary laws for gender-confused children. Under this horrific new scheme, children from other states can now be taken to California, where state law will override their parents' rights and allow the children to have barbaric and irreversible sex change operations against the wishes of their parents from other states. It's almost hard to believe I'm saying this to you. Our country has gone bad. That this can be happening is not even believable. It's sick. The state of California has no right to take your children away from parents and to sterilize them. Exactly what they're doing. I will stop it immediately when I'm elected president on my first day. Upon my inauguration, we will aggressively challenge these perverted California laws that strip parents of their rights and that encourage minors to be transported across state lines for sexual mutilation purposes. Not believable, is it? Those involved in such activity will be charged with a host of federal laws, including laws against kidnapping, sex trafficking, child abuse, and the deprivation of civil rights. We will not allow this madness to continue. That's why my administration will prosecute anyone who engages in such crimes. I will protect your youth. I will protect your children. I will protect the right of parents to make decisions on behalf of their children. And I will protect the United States of America, our country that we love, our country that's in trouble. We're in a failing nation. This nation is failing. We're not going to let it fail any longer. We're going to make America great again.
So interesting, as he puts these out, and we're told over and over, if you guys watch mainstream media, hopefully you don't, but if you do, just to pay attention, remember, they're calling us terrorists, these folks. Thanks to this post from Flaming Arrow 98. Folks, let's be honest once and for all. The left thinks you, as a conservative and putting America first, that you're an evil terrorist that needs to be deprogrammed, re-educated. Remember old Hillary coming out saying that. But they want to bring in terrorists from Palestine's Hamas and punish everyone for not complying to their way. That picture is pretty clear. They're comparing, they're putting them all together. Yeah. They're always exposed for their stupidity. These people are stupid. We heard that so many times. They are. They are. And I thought that it would be important for us to, as with all this information that we've been covering the past few weeks, it's been very, very difficult, very heavy information. But also, you know, things have been happening on the positive side to keep us, keep remembering that it's good to have joy in our lives, good to have humor, and we're told do not fear, and, you know, there's things to replace that. And one of those came up with this Stephen voiceover. Thought you guys would enjoy this as we come close to a close of this video.
Good morning.
This is called the Presidential Olympics, in case you're listening.
And thank you for joining us for day one of the Presidential Olympics. And it's a lovely day here in Delaware. And the day one event, as always, is the Air Force One Stairway event. Straightforward, but has seen its share of adventures over the years. And we're just in time to catch the first attempt of Donald J. Trump representing the United States of America. And I'm told he's been taking this event very seriously. He's had a Stairmaster installed at Mar-a-Lago, and he's been on that several hours a day just perfecting his technique. Just going over some last-minute pointers here with his personal trainer and coach. And it's a confident salute and steady approach. Just using the standard grip-and-pull technique that was popularized by Woodrow Wilson in the early 1700s. And will he attempt the turn and wave? He does, he doesn't disappoint, and it's a smooth delivery. And next up, Joseph Robinette Biden, of course representing the United States of Ukraine. Also receiving some last-minute pointers from his coach. And it's a confident salute with a light jog attempt, still with a grip and pull, but it seems to be doing the trick. Oh, and I was about to say it seems to be doing the trick. It's gone. He's gone twice, and he's gone a third time. That we've never seen that before. Just reaching out to the other handrail and realizing his arms aren't long enough. Doing a little jog move at the end there. Will he go for the turn and wave? No, he's saluting. That's a solid salute to finish. I'm losing his balance there a little bit, just as he disappears into the plane. We're going to take a look at that from another angle. I've just been told apparently the contestants were warned by the Olympic Commission that attempting such a strenuous activity wearing masks might result in some lightheadedness. Maybe that's what happened here. Did he trip? We're not sure. He went three times. It's just embarrassing. It's so much work. I feel so sorry for Joe. He put so much effort into this. He's been carrying a retractable staircase with him everywhere he goes and doing a lot of practice. And it just didn't come together for him on the day. Really.
You guys really like that. You can get that in the description box below, by the way, and send it to your friends and more. And, you know, I was thinking I had another one pulled up. Why not this time? It just happened to be, you know, probably Captain Deplorable 45, one of the greatest guys when it comes to talking like President Trump. Here you go.
Well, we're here with a couple of guests, the notorious P.I.G., Rashida Tlaib, and her friends. There she is. Rashida, there she is, the notorious P.I.G. I call her Piggy Smalls. I call her Piggy Smalls. Look at that. There's low IQ AOC right there. And, of course, Ilhan, you see her way back. She married her brother, committed immigration fraud, terrible thing that she did. But we're here with the House Terror Caucus. These are not good people. These are not good people. And the pigs that are behind me are much better and cleaner and smarter than the people in the House of Representatives, the House Terror Caucus. These are horrible people, beautiful pigs, but the House Terror Caucus are terrible people, believe me.
Yeah.
Well, we're here with...
Very interesting, right? Just wanted to make sure that I got that out to you. There's so much going on, day in and day out. I know it's a lot to take in. I know that we need reminders that we can pray for all that's going on, the leaders. Pray for our protection. Pray for those that are putting out messages to us, warning us and keeping us grounded and more. The things going on in Gaza, Israel, it's just been crazy. It definitely did take away from all the other news that we were covering day after day. And in the midst of all of this, we have heroes. And we have answers to prayer when we're praying for folks, we're praying for people to get rescued and more. We had Representative Mills and a team flew 96 Americans out of Israel. I wanted to show you this clip, and then we'll go to prayer. Absolutely amazing to see these things.
Haifa to Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, you know, going through the West Bank area on my second day that we got 45 out. You know, the point is that I realized, and Pete, you know this from the military, and you know, you just got to get on the ground and make it happen. But the bottom line is that as an elected official, yes, we swore an oath to defend our Constitution of all enemies, foreign and domestic. But what we also swore is an oath that we would look at the freedoms and safety of American citizens, something that we're there to protect.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you, Congressman. Appreciate what you did and sharing your story with us today, and wish you the best luck and continue to do this and prioritizing Americans in this horrible tragedy. Thank you.
Well, I'm not done yet, and I promise you that. Thanks so much for having me.
That's great to hear.
Thank you, sir.
Very, very good to hear. Does that encourage you? Does it open your eyes to just what we can do in the midst of all of this craziness and chaos? Folks standing around waiting to be taken out in the middle of something very dangerous. We had the inspiration tours of travel. They need prayer. They're having to stop a lot of their tours to Israel. They're the ones helping us with our cruise next year up to Alaska. They've got a lot going on, a lot of folks over there stranded, and so they've been doing the best they can to get everybody home. Let's continue to remember this, continue to stay in prayer for each other, and stay strong.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid
that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to guide us. Help us. So many out there putting out information, trying to get around these lies of the enemy, the deceiver, the father of lies. And we know over and over again that you continue to protect us, answer prayers, show us the right from the wrong. And we know that many are coming to know you personally through your Son. And we just can't thank you enough for how you guide us and direct us. We know that many are hurting. Many are in fear. Many are looking for answers on how all this is playing out. Who's doing what? Who should I pick? Which side? How do I move forward and more? And we just continually come before your throne knowing that you have the answers, knowing that you provide us comfort and rest in the midst of all this danger. We just ask for continued protection of those that are being called to the front lines, those that are being pushed in either direction. We ask for these folks at the top that they be removed swiftly, that you would, your mighty power be revealed and everyone would rejoice in knowing that only you and you alone can bring all of the peace about on this entire earth. And we ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Thank you, folks, for tuning in. Thank you for all of your prayers, your support. Please hit the subscribe button and like button. Helps get the word out. It helps us grow on Rumble and other platforms. Thank you for your support in helping us where we can get billboards up and more to get the word out about this channel. It's really amazing how it's growing. You are a big part of this. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out.